He gave me a good looking over, which meant he had to tilt his head back plenty, as he wasn't such a very big fella, and he agreed that he would do no more than was needed. Well, let's get it done, then. Shellbarger took me over to where the kid was laid out on the hard planks. Not that I suppose it mattered had it been a down comforter he was on, of course. And he pulled back the sheet so I could see. The sheriff hadn't lied. I won't go into what the kid looked like now, but it wasn't something a man would want to look at twice. Yeah, that's the kid, all right. Shellbarger nodded and began to pull the sheet up over him again. Hold it, I said. Turn him over.
But just do it, mister.
Shellbarger shrugged. Heck, he was used to this stuff and didn't mind messing with the dead. He did what I wanted. I leaned closer and peered at the kid. Roll him over some more. Shellbarger didn't question this time. He just did it, and I took another close look. What I think you'd best do, I said, is to go and fetch the sir from that restaurant on the other side of the square and then bring Sheriff Adair back here, too. Shellbarger gave me a look like I'd maybe lost my mind.
Mister, I told him, I'm willing to believe that you know plenty about barbering and burying and doctoring. But you don't know apples about horses. Now you go and do what I told you to, and try not to get the lady upset when you bring her brother away, you hear?
Shellbarger commenced to look worried, but he hustled off to do what I'd said.